Hello and welcome to House Seats Presents. Woo! It's Monday. And my guest today, she was just talking about the intro music as we were playing the intro music. That is actually one of our really good friends, Vincent Verderame. He's a musician in Blue Man Group.
Okay.
And he's the music director for a lot of our shows that we do for House Seats Presents. But that's actually Bette Midler's voice sampled into that music. I told him I liked EDM. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a lot of fun today. He knows I like EDM, and he asked me what I wanted in our intro music, and so I told him I like Tiesto, I like these different DJs and whatever, and then he knew I like Barbra Streisand and Bette Midler, so somehow that got funneled into it, and I didn't know that ahead of time. I was like, this is really awesome. Whose voice is that?
He's
like,
a talented man.
Oh, it's Bette Midler. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So he got that. My guest today is Jolene Menina here. Woo! And the reason she got laid before the show, ha ha ha, ooh, this is so... Oh, he's playing some real... Mm-hmm.
What?
This is who? Tiesto? I don't know who that is. Tiesto? Tiesto might be somebody else. I don't know.
Is this getting laid music?
This is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Don't play that because I might start dancing. It might be kind of crazy. Oh, what can I do? Oh yeah, we're gonna have a lot of fun today. If you can gather, I came back. We were on vacation for a little while here. Yay! So we were in Hawaii, so that's why the tan today and the time zone problems that I'm having today.
Oh, you look great.
I don't even know what time it is because we just obviously changed time again. Remind us why do we do this anymore?
Somebody.
For the farmers? I don't understand. That's what they always said. It was for the farmers, right?
Well, I don't know. It just pretty much pisses me off.
Yeah, I know. Because I can't. First of all, I don't even know if I was 2 hours or 3 hours behind in Hawaii because I kept texting people asking them to do things for me. And it was like, Bryce, it's 10:30 at night. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. And so then I come back here and then the time changed again on me. So I don't know what time zone I'm on, but we're here. And we're happy to be here. We're happy to be here with Jolene. Jolene actually also shares her office with us. She shares her space with House Seats and a few of us others, but we have a good time.
Yeah, it's a nice little family.
Yes. So Jolene has a company called Relish. She does events. She does a lot of things. We're going to get into all the things that she does because this woman is probably one of the most talented people in Vegas. No, I'm serious. She has her hand in so many amazing pies. And when one of the things we do with the show is we talk to a lot of people who are behind the scenes of how things get put on. And some of the greatest events you've ever been to in Vegas have been put on by Jolene. So we're going to talk events. We're going to actually talk a little bit about the weekend round. I'm going to tell you about my trip to Hawaii so you can hear a little.
Wait.
I know, because there were a lot of firsts on this trip. Yeah. First of all, you know, that's me. First day we got there, I got sunburned. So I went through a week of peeling and then got a nice golden color. Real bad sunburn the first day. We both got it really bad, Jay and I, my fiance now, actually. And part of the reason we went was to scout locations for Apostle Wedding. So we were out. Yeah, that was at the Little Beach. Have you been to Hawaii before?
What island
in
were you
Maui?
On? Maui. Maui. Mm-hmm. I've not been to Maui.
Do you know anything about Little Beach?
Mm-mm.
Little Beach is a hike from Big Beach, and Little Beach is a nude beach.
Of course.
Nerd is out in the audience, and we're nerd in house seats. She's already, you know, putting her head down in shame. So we did not go in the nude because you have to hike over some rocks. So you really, really don't want to take your clothes off while hiking on the rocks. But that was the sunset from Sunday night, and this is really fun. They do a big drum circle.
Uh-huh.
Lots of smoke in the air and, you know, drum circle and some people are dancing and whatnot. It's actually pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. There were probably over 1,000 people at this beach just chilling, drinking, smoking out and dancing to drums. Some people were dancing with their certain body parts moving up and down.
Wow.
Oh my, we have a lot of effects today. I don't know if I can keep up with the third guest in my ear.
I thought that was
Nerda at first. Yeah. Yeah, Scott really missed us while we were gone. But yeah, so that was the sunset on one of our first days. And then, of course, that was me most of the trip.
Yeah.
Anytime I can have a frozen beverage and look out over the ocean, it was truly a relaxing spot. So, okay, so This is my horror story for the trip, though. I'm going to tell you this story. Have you ever been scuba diving before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you're certified to do this?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Mm-hmm. So if you've done it before, they take you on a crash course.
No, wait. I did not go scuba diving.
No,
I've been snorkeling.
Snorkeling.
That doesn't count. Snorkeling. That
See,
is
that
it.
Counts to me because I don't.
Scuba diving, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Snorkeling, I don't like because I don't like water in my nose. I always tend to get the head piece that, you know, makes the water go in my nose and I get really irritated. So I did a little snorkeling to prep for this, but it's nothing like snorkeling.
Okay,
so they take you on a little crash course in the pool, which I was okay with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pack is actually heavier than it appears to be. The you know, we did the whole little you know, debrief on how you do everything, how you blow your nose and, you know, pressurize your ears, all that stuff. So I was pretty good. And then we got in the pool and the pool was totally fine. You know, there's kids in the pool swimming and we're under the water doing this test. And I was totally fine under the pool. I was like, I get this.
Okay.
This is easy.
Like A+ for me.
Yeah. You can see in the pool. Right. So then you walk out into the ocean and then there was the pit of my stomach because you're just going into the ocean, into the unknown.
Right.
And Jay, he's certified. So this is like only one moment. Those peace signs turned into like up signs, which mean get me out of the water, go up, up, up as soon as possible. I went in, I was fine for a second, I had to go up. Then I was like, okay, I can handle this. Because the breathing wasn't a problem. That was actually really interesting. Breathing through the tube and blowing out and all that stuff, taking your yoga breath, you know, being relaxed. So I was going down, we were going down about 20 feet down. There was me and Jay and a couple other people in the group. And I didn't want to be the guy in the group, so I bowed out early. But I got down there and I started hyperventilating.
It's the worst.
Because you can't see in the water. It's dark. And you, and not that I'm afraid of sharks or anything like that. It was more like, I just don't know what I'm going into.
Right.
You know, like mind over matter kind of moment. And I just went right up to the top. I was like, I'm out. I got to leave. So that was the only moment of joy. And then, of course, he rubs it in later that right after I left, they saw the sea turtles.
Oh, of course.
And all of the fun things that were down there. I was like, okay, but I didn't care. I saw the pictures. I could see Nemo from land. I don't really want to see it from underwater.
Watch a movie after.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm fine Dory, you know, coming out here soon. And then I also had my dad's birthday party. My dad turned 70, and the only thing he actually asked for really, well, that's my sister and that's my dad there in the middle, Gary. He just turned 70. And yeah, and funny story for you is he said to my mom, I want to go anywhere but DW Bistro. So of course we're at DW Bistro for his birthday. And there were about 30 of the neighbor friends and people that we've grown up with in the room, spouses and whatnot. And they had such a great time. So we invited the magician Mac King to come and do a bit.
Uh-huh.
Mac King performs here on the Strip. He's been on the Strip for about 16 years, mostly a kids show. So that was when he played... He said he was invisible right there. Yeah, he did this whole bit. He was actually really funny. So my dad had a really good time and we realized time goes by way too fast. So that's why we were relishing our time in Hawaii and relishing our time with Jolene here today. So I'm going to give the people a little bit of background about Jolene here. First of all, Jolene and I first met, I would say at DW or before DW. With your food truck, with Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, right. Yep.
Yeah. I think
so
we first got introduced
to that. 2010, 2011.
Yeah, 2010, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she had a food truck called Sloppy Joe's. It was such a creative name. And it was mostly sort of the paying homage to the green chilies and the New Mexican sort of tradition of food.
Yep.
And you were right at the cusp of food trucks. You were right at the beginning of all of that.
Yeah.
Before it took off.
I was probably about the fourth truck on the streets in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was extremely challenging and really awesome at the same time. You know, it was fun. This was my first business that I started.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was coming from front of house in a restaurant to being back of house and cooking and learning all the rules and you know, what's the best way to tackle having a food truck in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So it was great.
I think we have photos of the Sloppy Joe's
great.
In there too, I think. Oh, you don't? Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But it really pushed me in the right direction. It gave me the confidence to have my own business and keep going. And, you know, and I mean, I loved every second of it.
One of the things we talk about a lot on the show is because a lot of these entertainers are themselves their own business.
Yeah.
And when you have your own business, as we do, you experience the challenges, the pitfalls and the joys of having that and what sort of doors get opened to you from doing things. And I know from your food truck and you, just of those of you who know, when she sold her food truck, it was again at the height of that business for you to know what the next thing for you to be. You have that foresight into seeing what the next big thing is.
Right.
So what did you do post Sloppy Joe's? What were you into right after
well,
that?
Well, when I had my food truck, I had started already doing events because I realized that I needed to create an event so that I could have a gathering around my truck
right.
so that I could make money and afford to have the truck.
Right.
So I started to do my own events, and the best, you know, event was to bring in industry and people that would appreciate the time that I put into it and mm-hmm. the food that I was serving. So of course at chefs, you know, restaurants, servers, all that. And so I started the back of house brawl before I sold my truck. And so so when I sold my truck, I continued to do that event because it was so loved by the community.
Yeah.
And that pushed me into Life is Beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that came right after. But basically halfway through having my truck, half the time I switched my business plan. I was like events.
Yeah.
And, you know, and learning through the way like allowed me to do that because of the truck. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing about and just so you know, the back of the house brawl. So it took place for a while at Tommy Rockers behind Tommy Rockers.
3 years.
On Saturday nights into Sunday morning.
Yep.
And I guess I came down was a guest judge one time. Yep. That was so fun. So she invites chefs from the industry to come and basically do competitions with each other on food and have judges there. I think I was a judge there with Al Mancini. It was so awesome. It was a fun process to do. And there were food trucks there. And it sort of invigorated a community. And like you said, I mean, you built your truck and had, like you said, you're building events to bring people together
right.
to do things. You've done First Fridays. You've done a lot of those events over the years, right? And been in charge of a lot of these events that bring people to some central place.
Yep. Sure.
Because
of
you,
course.
Well, no, because you, but you call Vegas home now. I think, where are you originally from?
I'm from New Orleans.
Okay. And how long ago did you move to Vegas?
I moved here 17 years ago.
Yeah.
It's home.
Yeah. It's home.
Yeah.
But you've done what Vegas continues to need is that sort of local involvement and bringing people together that, I mean, I'm a native and as you know, my cousin Rachel's a native and people who've asked continually for, and the reason even House Seats was created is to bring people together in ways they wouldn't have before. Bring them and make them ambassadors of the Strip.
Of course.
Make them ambassadors for your chefs and for the people that you're around so that we keep that momentum going.
Right. It was always needed in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing I will tell you why Jolene is such a powerful force here in Vegas and behind a lot of these things is because once you're behind something and you get the traction to being in a bigger event like Life is Beautiful or in further future, which we'll talk about, we bring Vegas these next level things. Mm-hmm. So we sort of graduate from to keep Vegas as cool as it should be, where every other city like New York or Chicago or other places get this opportunity. Now we get to be, you know, we get to be the cool ones now in Vegas.
Super
it took
cool.
us a long time to get like the Smith Center here, you know, many, many, many decades of
right.
getting, you know, I mean, I remember seeing the Family Opera in the old Aladdin Theater, which is obviously, you know, now Planet Hollywood's
right.
Access showroom, whatever. But we had to go in the hotels to see things.
Right.
And now giving us the opportunity to have more localized theater and even different things that we can go and do. And what our members who watch and the locals here who pay attention, who really get a chance to, you know, embrace the next levels of things.
Yeah, we want it. We want it. And when I first moved here, it didn't seem like,
17 years ago,
everybody,
right.
you know, really
underground
wanted
stuff.
That, you know? So I do, I mean, I don't know. I moved here in 99 and mm-hmm. with the intention of leaving after 2 years.
Yep.
And, you know, once you get to a place, you're like, wait, I'm not going anywhere. I love Las Vegas. This is my home.
Yeah.
And you start to want to find those roots and those things to be a part of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, you know, fall into that category. They realize that
they
love it and stay. You know?
It's interesting you said that because over the last probably 4 weeks of shows we've done, you know, prior to being gone, we met with people who had been in Jubilee because Jubilee had just closed after 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
They all had the same idea. And most of the performers we talked to all come here to do an audition. I mean, even Eiler, who works with us too, people come here with the intent that they're going to do what they can here and then leave.
Sure.
And take that talent with them. Mm-hmm. And we have that happen a lot when shows close. Part of the reason why, you know, we created House Seats Presents on our show side and producing shows is to keep that talent pool here in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what happens. They come to Vegas to do a show for a short time and they call Vegas home and they love it.
Yep.
And they stay. I don't know if you know Mark Chinook, who does Monday's Dark. At that vinyl, he's a performer. He was a performer in Rock of Ages. He just ended his run at Rock of Ages, but he, you know, took that element and realized he was going to be staying here
yep.
and wanted to create more things that were cool for the locals to hang out and do while they're stuck in Vegas, you know?
I hate that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I left and came back. I came back in 99 and mm-hmm. I've never looked back leaving. I really love this town.
Yeah.
It affords us a lot and we get to do cool things.
Absolutely.
So you did Life is Beautiful in the first year, the inception of Life is Beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah. Tell us about the experience of doing that. I mean, that was such a transformative thing for downtown Vegas.
It was, wow. I mean, I'm so glad that I did it, first of all. I was the head of culinary for it. So from ground up with, you know, Rehan Chaudhry, who is the founder, and mm-hmm. Ashley Goodhue, who was running production at the time, and Craig Nyman, the mm-hmm. you know, we all worked very closely together on that. And we had a year, probably could have used a year and a half.
Sure.
But just because, you know, of building it from nothing. So from that, I mean, you know, I came in, you know, I have good work ethic, I think, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so I will push to get anything done that, you know, I say I'm going to do mm-hmm. and work through it and figure out solutions and make it happen. But I had never done anything on this scale before.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like a year of amazing education.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And really rewarding, you know, process at the end of it. You know what I mean? So, it for me, it opened up a lot of doors and I met a lot of amazing people.
Right.
You know, so while the challenges are there and the freaking out, mm-hmm. Still a lot of happiness at the end.
A lot in that moment. And you had, and the thing about, I went to that first year, Life is Beautiful. I mean, and we're both residents of downtown.
Yeah.
It was such a unique opportunity to walk there.
Right.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to EDC, I have to drive like 3 hours to get to a place that's usually about 10 minutes for me.
Yeah.
EDC, the Electric Daisy Carnival that happens in June. I'll be there again this year.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out a way to helicopter there.
Oh, there's ways.
Maverick, if you're watching, I will sponsor whatever you need so that we can fly. But it was really nice in our own backyard to have these amazing performers. A laundry list that was awesome, and it continues to grow every year. And I think with first year I saw Zedd and Empire of the Sun on the same stage. I mean, it was really awesome. And then in the background, you still see downtown Vegas, which is the iconic part of Vegas,
right?
The real part of what used to be here. And so it was truly awe inspiring for, and I think last year we went, there was this really pivotal one. I think it was, Kygo. And he does a song called, what is that? It'll come back to me. You know what I'm talking about? Da, 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 da. Hearts of Fire. Anyway, there's a lyric that says, "We light up the world." Yeah. And that one scene, I saw one of the organizers of Life is Beautiful down there and the moon was out. It was just one of the most cool moments in this. Yeah. And you're just like, nothing ever like this.
Yeah.
And if people can experience that, and we ended up helping sell some tickets on house seats for Life is Beautiful and had some opportunities to go backstage and behind the scenes of stuff for us. It was really an awesome opportunity for us to see how Vegas puts this together. And mm-hmm. like you're saying, it takes a village and a lot of time to put these things together. People don't realize how much happens behind the scenes. I mean, I'm always the one who wants to see like the camera that sort of does the time lapse to see how something gets set up.
Right.
Or the reality show behind.
Impressive.
Yeah. The reality show behind how to build something.
Mm-hmm.
And all the business facets to me are always the parts that really interest me the most is like how something like this gets produced
mm-hmm.
and the village that it takes. So, When you did Life is Beautiful in the sense, especially being the inceptive year, what is it like? What was the hardest part for you doing that?
I mean, you know, there was a lot of challenges, but a lot of it too is just because I hadn't done a festival that mm-hmm. large before, but it's really looking at the footprint, seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
We have music, food, art, learning, you know, all these elements and trying to figure out what makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. To the guests that are going to come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was a constant battle of moving things from locations and changing the layouts and should this person be doing this? And, you know, a lot of that building of it mm-hmm. was a very challenging piece of it because really no one was really doing a festival like this.
Right.
Where
right.
you could get the headliners on music and then at the same time go see Scott Conan on a stage giving a chef demo.
Right.
And, you know, are the people that coming, you know, are they really buying the tickets for music? Are they really coming to see the art and all these things too?
Right.
So, you know, that alone to just nail down exactly what it should be.
Yeah.
We should look at here, we gotta stop here. That, you know, That's a big piece of it.
And including everybody, I think one of the pieces that you touched on, the living art aspect of it. When you go downtown,
I mean,
now
change.
Yeah.
Just that was one of the most.
That's the lasting part of it.
That was the best part of watching the festival be built.
Yeah.
Walking up and down the streets every day, like, you know, this area, and then finally stopping and sitting on a street corner and watching the artists at 2 o'clock in the morning putting up all these murals. And it was just like really just breathtaking. It was just, you know, would pull you back and then that reset you for the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sits there today. You can go by and see
it's great.
The lasting part of the art pieces that made Life is Beautiful that much more, because that is really, when you're having an event on, you know, asphalt, concrete, wherever you're going, you stop and there is a magical art piece that's done,
right,
or a live art piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when we were walking into First Friday not too long ago, there was a girl just painting right there. And it just, again, it just puts you in the moment that somebody's in their own moment creating, in creation mode. And that's a lot of times when we talk about shows that, you know, we have that same challenge. I think when I worked on shows all those years ago, if you had a bad day at the show, all you did was go walk up into the theater and watch them create.
Mm-hmm.
And your whole life was like, I'm good. I'm good for another day.
Yeah.
I'll be back tomorrow at the same time.
I'm back.
So I want to talk to you about, because you did this last year. It was the first year Vegas had it.
Well, 2013.
Okay. For Further Future, for those of you.
Oh, Further Future. Further Future. Sorry. Yeah. Further Future was last year.
Further Future is, tell us about what it is, because I've seen from the Instagrams, and we can send you to links that talk about Further Future. What exactly is it, and how does it, you know, differ from Life is Beautiful or something like a Burning Man festival along that same lines?
Well, you know, so the guys behind Further Future throw one of the largest parties at Burning Man, called Robot Heart, and it's a sunrise party. So it goes to sunrise, and they have their Robot Heart bus, and they do DJ sets on it, and they're really well known for that.
Awesome.
And but the guys are, it's a very awesome group of guys. They're super creative, and they're all over the world. This is a nationally kind of known event, even though it's a boutique event.
Yeah.
Because they bring in creative people from all over the world for it. But so they throw this party at Burning Man. So in some sense, people relate to that because Further Future is in the middle of the desert.
Yeah,
so it's in a remote location.
Right.
Right. The difference between Burning Man and Further Future is that this is a highly curated event.
Yeah.
And it costs money to go to it. So it's a lot of planning that goes into it. So last year we did about 2,500 people.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Needed an invite to go. So you had to generate a code so you could buy your ticket.
Gotcha.
And we built a spa. So there were spa treatments you could have. There was wellness, yoga. I did a pop-up dinner last year for 200 people with a wine pairing with Chef Sam Marvin from Echo and Rig. Obviously, the music is a huge component of it. So three stages for music. There's a huge vision series. So the speakers, you can go online and look at the speaker series right now.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. These CEOs and the technology people that come out for this. And they're doing these speaks at 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, all the way through the night. So it's just, it's something I never experienced before, honestly.
Right.
I mean, it was hard for me. The challenges were just because it was in the middle of the desert and you're working 24 hours. It's a 24-hour event. So, but the group that comes out, it was probably about 85% people from New York last year because they have a big following in New York.
Yeah.
That's the dinner on the side that you see there. The
it's Further Future.
That we did.
Is it furtherfuture.com?
Furtherfuture.com.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah. So this year we're taking it a step further.
Yeah.
On my piece of it, I'm the food and beverage director. So we have five dinners. We have, and Bryce will be there with DW.
We'll be there for brunch.
Pop-up brunch for 300 people on Sunday, May 1st.
Chilaquiles and chicken and waffles.
Yeah. And we have Nobu coming out to do a dinner. Yeah. We have Echo and Rig. We got two chefs from LA, Rose Cafe and the Larchmont. And then we're bringing in our little vendor village. We've got two pop-ups going on there. We got a chef coming from Hong Kong. We have local guy Justin Kingsley Hall from Slow Boy. And then lots of libations.
Right.
So from sake bars to mezcal bars. You know, we got a group coming from New York doing a tap room. So it's just, it's covering all senses.
It sounds kind of like it's almost like, I don't want to say retreat, but it's like a high. It is.
It's 24 hours and you sleep there.
Yeah.
I mean, majority of people do not leave.
Right,
they get a tent.
Yep.
They get an RV. They get an Airstream. They can get a lunar palace if they want and have high-end concierge. I mean, it's definitely glamping in the middle of the desert.
This is the April 29th through March.
First.
May. Oh, my God. See, we're in March right now. See where my brain is? April 29th through May 1st.
Yeah.
We will definitely be there, not only as DW, but I will be there with my ears open for the vision parts, the classes, the speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think I saw the list last year, and I think it's really inspiring when you are a business owner. Where do you go hear that all the time? Again, we're in Vegas. Most of it is done sometimes in the hotels, but nothing like this.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can actually go with your peers and be very vulnerable because let's just say we're probably stinky a little bit.
And it's totally accepted.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Everyone dresses up too. The
so it's not dressing down like Burning Man.
Well, it's kind of dressing down.
Okay. Like as in
they're
no clothes.
Yeah. A lot of them are half naked.
Okay. Gotcha. So that's acceptable. Okay. Well, I'm fine. Okay.
It's totally acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's
then
definitely 21 and over.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jolene and I discussed before we started that we've been to a few underage events lately, and we definitely feel like the oldest person there.
Yeah, it happens.
Brooklyn Bowl or SLS or wherever you might be, where the bar, there's only a handful of people, and then everybody's kind of down below because you realize you're the only one over 21 in the entire place.
Right.
It's okay. So this will be nice to.
No lines at the bar.
No lines at the bar. Mm-hmm. Well, this sounds like a great event.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah.
Speaking of no lines at the bar, here you go. We have our little rum again here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So Further Future is, you said, in the middle of the desert. And in Vegas, that could mean any location. So where are you thinking this is at?
So this is 40 minutes north of Vegas. If you take the I-15 north, it's exit 80. Okay. Most people are familiar
towards
with
Utah?
Exit 75, which is Valley of Fire.
Okay, yeah. So
next exit.
So I-15 north, like you're going to Utah, past the Valley of Fire exit where we all buy our fireworks.
And if you wanted to get a ticket, you can go to the website. Yep. You can actually get a code generated so that you can actually buy it. That's the only way, obviously, you can buy into all of the fun, activations that are going on there.
So it's a little more controlled. So it's not as like a huge sell, like a Burning Man or Coachella, where you have to feel like you're fighting the computer to win tickets. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even though you're buying them, you can't get them. Yeah. Got it. That sounds like an awesome event. We'll be out there.
Yeah.
Tell me, because we talked briefly the other day, you have this event coming up in October. You did it last year. Somewhat similar to they do in Asia, where you let off the lanterns in the sky. And we're just talking about this real briefly because this is an event I would love to be a part of because I've seen it on TV. I've seen it on websites of people literally letting off the lanterns, and there are hundreds of thousands of lanterns at some of these locations.
Yeah.
What was that all about for you last year?
Okay. So, well, the Rise Festival was amazing.
The Rise Festival. Okay.
I mean, it's, I'm very lucky to be a part of these things because I had not witnessed anything like that before. So last year, there was, I guess, around 12,000 people that came out for it. And they take over, obviously they take over the land. They put, they set up each little section everywhere so you can go and you can share the fire to do the lantern.
Right. Oh,
and
my
at
gosh.
One time, everybody lets go at the same time to create that. And they do two launches through the night. But that's it. It's all about the launch. It's not about anything else. Yeah. There's a little bit of music before, but it's not anything
it's
not that you
know. Music festival.
It is just there for, the ambiance of it. It is really, you get the lantern and you make it a special moment for you, whatever that may be. Writing on it to someone or something you want to say or something you want to let go of or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the most beautiful thing. It just looks like stars are rising all around you.
You're rising together.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing.
Yep, and it's coming back this
October. So October, you can find out more about Jolene on her website, relishllc.com. So you can find out more about the events she's in charge of, because honestly, every event sounds cool, doesn't it? Like every event that she does.
First Friday,
Further Future, the Back of the House Brawl, which turned into a TV show.
Right.
That we didn't actually really talk about. She ended up producing a show called Late Night
Chef Fight
that ended up on FYI Networks. Yep. So this woman is a woman. She's a force to be reckoned with here. We're out of time today.
Okay.
One thing we wanted to mention for you, if you go on houseseats.com right now, we're doing a promotion with the Venetian right now with Sophia Loren. She's doing a sort of actor studio, behind the actor studio sort of show at the Venetian on March 26th. So you can buy, there's a special house seats price right now if you log on. You can get $37.50 off. And check back with us later this week because we're actually going to do a promotion where we're actually going to do a little, 40 of our house seats members are going to be lucky enough to go with us to do the little Q&A and to participate in part of the show. So check out more on house seats. Thanks for watching. Bye.